Okay. Okay, so basically we're in Tosfos. Okay. So Tosfos says, the way he learns the Gemara Nivamos is that I might say that if one's father says to cook food on Shabbos, to cook a piece of meat, I might say he should do it because it's a misakivut avayim, kamash mon, you don't listen to him. Right? So he says, right, I'm sorry, it's like a machamer, he has it, right? This says about Mechamer, correct? Yeah, I'm sorry, Mechamer. Let's say if I tell you to drive your animal, which is a law on Shabbos, to drive your animal across the field to get him some food. So I would say, listen, Tim, come on, Shmuel, positive, you don't. So why don't you learn out from there that in general an asay is not docha los asay, because that's an asay of kavod, which should be docha the los asay of, which you're saying it's not docha the los asay of Shabbos, of Mechamer. So why don't you learn out in general it's not docha? So it says, no, the reason why it's not docha there is because it's machshirei mitzvah. Which means there's no mitzvah itself to drive your animal, that's not kavod, to drive your animal across the, whatever, to drive your animal across the field. Rather, the asay is the feeding the father the stuff. It's just a hechsher of the mitzvah. So therefore, we said, is that the docha of the mitzvah is not just that you're involved in the tzorach of the mitzvah's asay, but it's the maisa mitzvah itself. So since driving the animal isn't the maisa of kavod itself, it's really according to Tosfos, right? Just the feeding him is the kavod. This is just a hechsher mitzvah, it's just part of the process of doing it, but it's not the maisa mitzvah itself. So it's not docha the loss of asay. Okay, but the question is: let's say you actually have a head-on collision between the mitzvah of kavod and itself, the mitzvah of kavod itself, actually providing the father with his needs, and the loss of asay. So then, according to Tosfos' logic, you should say that it should be docha, because now it's a head-on collision. It's a mitzvah, some asay versus the loss of asay. So let's say it should be docha, loss of asay. So he says, no, you don't do that, because since in rove of the cases, kavod is not really the mitzvah itself, but it's really just a hechsher mitzvah. So therefore, the Torah is teaching us that you say across the board it's not docha. Across the board, asay of kavod isn't docha. You know, asay, any los asay. But the question is, yeah, but bottom line is it's an asay, and it's a los asay. It's just asay, the los asay. So what's the sense to the limud? Okay. So here's the question. Here's one thing. The question is like this: so when you say an asay is docha, los asay. So is it pshat? Let's say like klayim tzitzis. So you have tzitzis are made out of klayim, chatnes, right? It's a linen garment and it's wool treilas. So the halacha is you wear the garment with tzitzis. It's miser of klayim. I say dechol asasai. So the say of tzitzis is dechol asasai of klayim. So how does it work? Is it pshat that the kiyum asay is docha the yisur los asai? Okay. Kiyum asay, it's like asay, docha lo asay, the way it sounds. Okay? Or do you say that it's the institution of tzitzis is being docha, the institution of chanes? Okay? Why? Oh, because the institution of tzitzis is an asay, and the institution of chanes is a lo asay.
Particulars versus.
Yeah, exactly. Is it the particular institution of asay? Is docha the institution of los asay, and as the mitzvah asay is docha the mitzvah los asay, the particular mitzvah, or do you just say no? It's not tzitzis, klayim, I don't care. And what am I doing now? I'm doing a positive commandment or I'm doing a negative commandment? And you have a positive commandment versus a negative commandment. This is something I'm supposed to do, and this is something I'm not supposed to do, and they coincide. So the supposed to knocks off the not supposed to. Okay, the particular gavra is involved in asay, his involvement in asay is docha his avoidance of losay, or do you say it's the institution of shatne of tzitzis which is an asay is docha the institution of klayim which is losay, because the institution of tzitzis is one of asay and the institution of klayim is one of losay. Okay, you with me? Two possible. Okay, so what's the difference? See, the difference is that if you say that the asay, the gavra's kiyam asay is docha his shmira of alos asay, so then in this instance, by kavod, where kavod is a head-on collision with an alos asay, so you have the gavra is faced with doing of an asay, okay, an essay, and violating a loss essay, so it's going to win out, like the question, and why not? What's the difference? I say the loss essay. But if you say that it's the institution of assay, which is docha, then social loss essay, so now, what are you going to say here? It's the institution of kibbutz is going to be docha, the institution of whatever the loss essay happens to be. Oh, but the institution of kibbutz is not really a docha of loss essays, because since the institution of kibbutz al pi rov is not really going to be a come in clash, and it's really just going to be machshirim which are going to come in clash with it. So therefore, the institution of kavod categorically is not really doesn't fall into the category of those mitzvahs where you have which those institutions which are dochalos aseis, those mitzvahs say institutions are dochalos aseis, because the nature of the mitzvah of kavod is one which in general is not going to be docha los aseis, because of the fact that it's only machshira which lines up with it. So therefore, that's what the Torah's teaching is, that the institution of kavod is not docha the institution of los aseis, because of the nature of the thing that it's usually a machshir. You know what I mean? But if it were the case that it's the particular, like the gavra's doing of the asay, which is docha the gavra's doing of the los asay, then who cares about the institution and about rov and about the question? Right now, I'm faced with a real asay versus a real los asay, so therefore it's going to have to be docha. And Tosfos' chiddush is that asay los asay works by institutions; it doesn't work by a particular performances and prohibitions.
Okay.
Right. I mean, maybe here's a question. Just a further follow-up. Follow-up on one side. So when you say that a hechsher mitzvah, hechsher mitzvah isn't docha, right? That by kibbutz avayim, hechsher mitzvah isn't docha. So what's pshat? Is it pshat that it's simply hechsher mitzvah is not the mitzvah? So basically, there's no clash. It's not asay docha los asay, because that's not the asay. You're not doing anything. So basically, you just have a los asay. So what gives you a right to violate the los asay? It's not the mitzvah. When you have an actual gufa mitzvah, the actual maisa mitzvah, so now you have a clash. Mitzvah versus mitzvah, one maisa. But hechsher is nothing. So if that's the case, so then basically you can't say rov of the cases are hechsher mitzvah, because when it's hechsher mitzvah, they're not cases. Exactly. But every single case where you have a clash between kavod and a los asay, it's the gufa mitzvah itself, because those are the only cases where there's a clash. Right, that's your question, Michael, right? Okay. So it seems that you have to say that Tosfos isn't learning that way. But Tosfos is learning that it's not pshat that hechsher mitzvah is nothing. There's a phenomenon called hechsher mitzvah. Hechsher mitzvah is a phenomenon. You're involved, there's a certain idea of the gavra, the gavra is doing hechsher mitzvah. There's a reality to hechsher mitzvah. And you might think, that's so to speak like a part of kibbutz avayim. There's the guf of kibbutz avayim, and there are machshirei kibbutz avayim. That is a halachic reality of machshirei kibbutz avayim. So you might think that machshirei kibbutz avayim, because those are necessary in order to do kibbutz avayim, you might say that that's docha los asay. So it's telling you, no, it's not. But that doesn't mean you can't learn out from there, because I'll say that's because hechsher mitzvah is weaker than a mitzvah itself. So in other words, hechsher kibbutz avayim isn't the same thing as a regular asay. So saying kibbutz avayim, even though it's kibbutz avayim, which is an asay, since it's only the machshirei of that asay, so therefore it's saying is that that's not going to be docha. Okay? But that still is an institution of kibbutz avayim, it's just a weaker form of the institution because it's only machshirei. So, but now if you want to say is the institution as a whole, the institution of kibbutz avayim, docha, los asays, so you'll say, well, the majority of the cases of a clash are those of machshirei, which are weak, and therefore they're not docha. So therefore, if you want to know is the institution docha, you characterize the institution based upon the rov. And since the rov of them is machshirei, and the Torah is teaching you, then no, this institution is not docha. You know what I mean? I mean, it could be if you get into defining more what's the idea of asay docha los asay, then you could work in to show why it is that machshira asay isn't docha los asay. But I mean, given that we don't have an idea of the principle of asay docha los asay, I think it would be hard to get into the specifics. I mean, you see, there certainly is that machshira asay is a phenomenon, but it's not asay itself. So it's saying it's a limitation. Now, when do we say that asay docha los asay is by the gofa davar? But by machshira, it's not docha, but the los asay wins out. but there's a clash, but the lesser wins out. So what I'm saying is, since generically, Kibud Avayim, that's going to be the nature of the clash. So therefore it's saying the institution, when the Torah is coining the institutions of Dechiyah, saying the institution of Kibud Avayim is not an institution. It breaks the pattern of normal essays, and it's not Dochel Ososai. And it's true, I'm not fully explaining why Machshirim shouldn't be as strong, but I'm just saying it's, I don't know if we're in a position to, I mean, it could be we could work on it and try to figure it out. I'm just saying, given that we don't have an idea about say the whole, I think it would necessarily involve like refining the idea of say the halos. Say, okay. So I mean it's okay. I mean it could be you can make it better, but we're gonna leave the problem. Okay, it's a good working. You know, it's good for what it is. You could go further. Okay, it's a good question. Fine. So right there. So the next thing is the issue about the Ramban and the Hashbah, the Gra. The question is why don't you say that when the father tells you, when your father tells you to get him to drive the animal across the field, that itself is kavod. You have to listen to him because of that. So it's not a machshir. It's a machshir when you compare it with the giving him the food. But why don't you say that itself is kavod? He said drive the thing, and you're driving the thing, so that should be kavod itself. So the Ramban says, no, that's not the Iker Kavod, which the Torah is in Stave, is only the giving him his needs itself. And the other one, that's not the Kavod which the Torah was in Stave on. Which is, what does that mean, the Iker Kavod, and that's not the Kavod Torah is in Stave. What else? What is it then? And the Rashba said, he says, that's not Kavod such that it will be Doche, even a Los Asai. Because that's, there's no Asai. Yeah, he says, the kavod kazeh, he says, ain zeh kavod shenistaveh olav, the kavod kazeh ain bo asei shel Torah, sheyidche afilu lav greda. This kavod doesn't have an asei shel Torah, which will push off even a lav alone. And that, what does that mean? Just say it's not kavod. I mean, it's, this kavod doesn't have an asei such that it will even push off a lav. I mean, just say, ain zeh kavod. What does he mean? You know what I mean? In the kavod shenitztave alav, period. No, the kavod kazeh in ba'asim shosh yitcha afil lav greda. So the Gra said on that, he says, sounds like he means it's dafka lidchos lav that it's not, but still somehow is a din of kavod in some form. And I'll show you why. Why is the Gra saying that? If you look at the case, and this is, I started mentioning this yesterday, but the case is talking about the case in the Reish Mem. So the Mechaber says that if your father tells you to go learn somewhere. Or you want to go learn so. He says, Talmud Shirotza Alechas L'makom, it's Sifchafe. L'makom Acher, Shibutech Shira Simon Bracha, B'talmuda, L'fnei HaRav, Shasham. So basically, a Talmud wants to go to a certain place to learn, because a different place, because he knows that he's going to, the Rebbe there is going to be very, he's going to learn well from that Rebbe. Okay, V'Av Mochaba, L'fishadoli, Shibosu Yira, L'chav Malilim, he's worried that the Goyim are going to pick on him or whatever in that town. So he doesn't want his son to go there. He doesn't want his son to go there and learn there because he's worried. Okay? So, he doesn't have to listen to his father. Okay? He doesn't have to listen to his father. And they say, why? Because it's like, it's a mitzvah. Because in general, the principle is that in mitzvah, the father doesn't win it, you know? The father doesn't win out. The father can't tell you to violate a mitzvah. Right, that's what the Gra points out, and that's what they say.
That's funny.
I mean, if it wasn't that halacha.
What? No, I guess he's just saying. His thing is that the father can't tell you how to learn Torah. I mean, Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. It's the biggest mitzvah, and you think you're going to have the highest level Talmud Torah. So he can't tell you to go for a low level Talmud Torah. I mean, that's the greatest mitzvah. I mean, and as a mitzvah has degrees. So he can't say, go to the bad yeshiva instead of good yeshiva. Like, he can't tell you. Right? Yeah, but why don't you say? And then he says, "V'cheinim av mocha beben lisa is the isha she yachus ba'ben." Ain't so small. The father doesn't want you to marry a certain girl, so also you have to listen. So presumably the same thing. I mean, this is like a mitzvah to marry a good girl, and they can't stop you from that.
That's probably in both ways, right? Inverse and doesn't want you to.
Yeah, right. So, but the question is, I mean, why don't you just say that? Why could he tell me to do this? I mean, well, he can tell me where to go. He can tell me what to do.
It's not to do with him.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with him. I want to say simple. It's nothing to do with them. So that's why I think the Gra That's why the Gra says that. I think that's why the Gra in this thing is saying he's referencing this Rashba, because he's saying is that apparently Rashba is just saying that it's not going to be docha the losasei. There's no kavod with this is not his needs. Isn't going to be docha losasei, but it is a din of kavod. So therefore, in theory, he should still send them anyways. But it says, but he can't tell you to violate to downgrade your learning or to marry a different girl. But it seems like from this machaber that there is an idea of listening to what he tells you. If it weren't for the mitzvah, if it wasn't for, you know, so I think that's why the Gemara is referencing this Rashba, which shows that there is an idea. It's just saying is that it's not strong enough to be docha losasa.
But doesn't he say it's not a
din? So that's the question. That's the question. What is
that?
I mean, is it? Is this so? Ain is that kavush in the style of Torah? So what is it? So why do you have to do it? And what is it? What is it? Ain't that ikar kavod? He said. And but what do you mean? Is that, what else is there? I mean, it's not gonna be docha lav. It seems like it's straight. See, there's another halach, another interesting halach the mechaber has. It's if a father tells you, it's tazayin. It's sif tazayin. Av shetzivas v'noshal leidaber and ploni. The father commands his son not to talk to so and so. And we're not to be mochel him until a certain point. And the son really would like to make up, to make peace with the guy right away, if not for the fact that his father commanded. So he doesn't have to listen. Okay? So why? So they say, they all say, so your father can't tell you to do that because it's aser. You're right, but why don't you just say, because what does that do with the father? It's not his business whether I'm mochel him. It's not his needs. What am I doing? I'm feeding the father. He's just saying, don't be mochel so and so, and implies that really you would have to listen to him. But it's just saying that you can't because it's aser. So the father can't tell you to do an aser. You know what I mean? So it sounds like this would also be explained. No, really, there is an idea of listening to the father, anyways. But it's just saying that if it comes in contact with an aser, you can't do it. They don't make that connection, but I'm just saying it sounds like the same type of thing. Okay, so I would say like this, is that in kavod, see, kavod's not like just like a mitzvah lulav, for instance. Okay? For instance, Torah tells you the mitzvah lulav, and you have to do mitzvah lulav, and if you're part of mitzvah lulav, it's not, you know, it's the mitzvah lulav is, so to speak, invented by the Torah. For the purposes of mitzvah lulav, and it totally exists in the parameters of mitzvah lulav, and there's nothing beyond that. But kavod, the idea of kavod of parents, is not invented by the Torah. There's an idea that parents reflect Shemayim, okay, and therefore, and the Torah endorses that reflection, that idea of shoshutim adam, and it takes that idea, that philosophical idea, and it fashions a mitzvah of kavod. It fashions the mitzvah of kavod, but the mitzvah of kavod is not like a brand. It's not like a creation, like of the Torah. It's taking an idea, a philosophical idea, that your parents reflect Shemayim, and therefore they should be respected. And it's taking that and giving it a form as a mitzvah. Now, like Jacob was saying, as a mitzvah, it seems for whatever reason that the mitzvah was not just do whatever they say, obey their every command. That wasn't the mitzvah. The mitzvah was set up in a way. The kavod which you're in itzave alav is the ikar kavod, which means their needs. Take care of their needs. It's an idea. Ikar kavod is a person has needs and you take care of their needs. And the kavod of the mitzvah sasei of kibud avayim did not extend to just obey their commands. That's not the mitzvah sasei of kavod. But now you'll ask me is, let's say before there was a mitzvah sasei of kavod, just in terms of a philosopher who recognizes the idea of parents, okay, the parents, and you know, and maybe, I don't know if the Rav Lasser would do it, but whatever. But there's the idea itself, intrinsically, of that the parents reflect the Shoshu to Madam, and they bring to my mind the Borei Olam, and now they say to me, please walk across the lawn, for whatever reason. So now, insofar as they bring to my mind the Borei Olam, so you'd say that I should listen to them also. That is kavod, certainly that's kavod. The phenomenon of kavod of parents certainly lends itself to listening to what they say, lends itself to that. It's just that the Torah, when the Torah formulated a mitzvah, the tikkavish and its tave alav in the mitzvah, in the system of the mitzvah, keep it avayim, it's not, you know. Now, it only includes their needs. Now, in terms of dechia, of course, you have to go by the technical structure of the mitzvah. But now, if you'll ask me, should a person listen to his parents if they say that? depends what you mean by should, but I'd say it's a philosophical should. It's like a part of the Indian of Kibbutz Avayim is that it's endorsing that idea of relating to your parents as a, in a manner of social tamadna. And therefore, it's a person should do that. I wouldn't say he's an Avayim if he doesn't do it. But I'd say is that that it's appropriate for a person to do. It comes under like the Indian of Kibbutz Avayim, that's something that a person should do. They should do it, but it's not. It doesn't have the halachic tzura of in terms of the chiyas. Of course, it can, because that's not the tayag of Kibbutz Avayim. It's not there. But the tayag, since the tayag endorses the idea of relating to your parents in that manner, so therefore it's a good thing to do to listen to their commands. Okay, of course, unless it gets in the way of a mitzvah. Okay, and it's possible to say it's like. Like maybe this is what you're saying. Is there an isser to go to the other yeshiva? Like, is that technical? Am I violating an isser? I mean, keep it up, I don't have to violate an isser. But, like, you could argue, let's say, if violating the isser would like, minimize, like, let's say the real kavod would come into a clash or something like that. Maybe you'll say, look, there's no isser of going to that yeshiva, so, you know. But you could argue that since this is only the Indian of Kibbutz Avayim, you could argue that it doesn't need like an Isser in order to ignore it. And once you show me that the idea of Kibbutz Shemayim itself directly, say in Talmud Torah, is to go to this yeshiva, because that's, so that's sufficient to basically say that I don't have to, that I shouldn't follow that Indian. It's interesting though. I mean, it is interesting. It's a chiddush. But I mean, I think it fits in line with what they're saying. It's not the kavod and it's tava. I love it. It's not ikar kavod, and it's not an asay, so shall be dofalose. But the girl's saying it implies they're not saying the word, this isn't kavod. Why? Because you can't say this isn't kavod, because it is kavod. It's getting real. I mean, you are respecting him by listening to what he says. It's just that's not mitzvah, the mitzvah of Sayyid Kavod. But is it a good idea? Yeah, it's a good idea. Now, again, I don't think I don't think you're an Avayan and you're chiv to do it, but you have to, but it's certainly, it's a good mitzvah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, even though they're not saying that, that's what I'm interpreting, That's what I'm interpreting it. Okay, now, I just wanted to take up that other issue. Problem with that?
The Torah.
Okay, the Torah. So we had a big, we never got back to it, but we left it as a kasha, that you had a machlokas between the Rambam and the Torah, basically, whether or not you have to honor your father as a Rasha. Okay, whether or not you have to honor your father as a Rasha. So the Rambam says no, yes, and the Torah says no. So we said, the question is who's the kavod for? Is the kavod for the Mr. Johnson, the person, because he reflects Shemayim, but it's covered for Mr. Johnson, in which case you simply, if Mr. Johnson is also a Rasha, you simply cannot extend cover to a Rasha. It's awesome. You can't do that. I mean, on the contrary, you have to destroy a Rasha. So if the cover is for Mr. Johnson, then if he's a Rasha, then it's not happening. That's the Torah's argument. But the Rambam holds that cover is for the abstract Shemav. It's not for Mr. Johnson, it's the Shemav. So the Shema of the particulars of who he is and how he conducts his personal affairs is totally irrelevant. It's just he is like a figurehead of the Shema, and the kavod is to that figurehead. So therefore, it doesn't matter that he's a Rasha. That's the one. Okay? Fine. Now came up the issue about cursing and hitting one's father. Okay, cursing and hitting one's father. Now the issue of cursing and hitting one's father, definitely the lav of cursing and hitting was built upon the regular issur of cursing and hitting a Jew, which is only if he's Osei Maaseh Amcha. And therefore, if he's a good guy. And therefore, if he's a Rasha, you definitely don't have the issur, the lav, of, and therefore, you don't get a chayev skila or whatever, or chayev misa for hitting or cursing a father as a Rasha. But it's still asur. Still asur. The Rambam still has it as an issur. So he says, why is it still asur? So in the Rambam, we said, very well, we said, because it's still the lack in kavod. Or Yira, for instance, if I yell at my father, I lack Yira. So if I curse him, it's certainly going to lack Yira. So it's true, the law of cursing is built upon the regular law of cursing a Jew, and therefore you say it doesn't apply here, and therefore there's no skila. But you can't say it's mutter, because since I have to have Yira for my father, even if he's a Rasha, so therefore I'm not going to be able to curse him or to hit him, it'll be a violation of Yira. Right? Good. So we said that's good for the Rambam. But the Tosfos actually held that you're allowed to hit him and curse him. And the only issue of hitting and cursing is if he did tshuva. but you're actually allowed Adam and Gersim. So he said, oh, I'll tell you what Tosas holds. Tosas holds against the Ram, like the Torah, that basically, that there's no din kavod whatsoever if he's a Rasha because the Mr. Johnson's far. Right? Because he's a Rasha, and he simply can't be mechaber a Rasha. So therefore, you're allowed to hit him, you're allowed to curse him, because what are you going to say? I'm violating his kavod? There is no kavod. I'm violating Yero? There is no Yero. He's simply a total Rasha. Right? That was what we said. The problem was the Torah. Because the Torah holds, basically, he's the Shita, the one who holds that basically you don't have kavod for a father who's a Rasha. Yet, the Torah says that you're not allowed to hit him, you're not allowed to curse him. That's the question, so why not? Why can't I hit him and why can't I curse him? If you're telling me that there's no kavod, because he's a Rasha, there's no Isser of hitting and cursing, because that's built upon the normal Isser, which is only if he's Osei Ma'aseh. But so why can't, then it's Allah, why can't the guy become the Shliach Beis Din to hit or curse his father? You just can't do it, why not? Right, that's the problem. Yeah, so I noticed that the Mechaber has like the Rambam. Mamzer Chayev Kavod Aviv Umaro Afilo Ayav Rasha Balaveros Mechaber Mesiyari Menu. So the Rambam is basically the Mechaber holds like the Rambam. Yeah, they still have Kavod for our father's Rasha, but the Rambam says V'yeshom De'inu Mechliv Mechaber Aviv Rasha Elam Kein Asa Tshuva. That's the Torah. Okay, Torah basically you're not Chayev unless he does Tshuva. So there's no Kavod. But the Shach says Mihu Af Pishenu Mechliv Lekabdo Oser Letzara. So even though it's also there's no chiv kavod, still it's also to be mitzayer him. Like that reishman daf. Reishman daf is our thing. You're not allowed to curse him. You're not allowed to give yourself business to curse him or to hit him. Okay. So he's saying it's not just the din of cursing and hitting him. He's saying is that even though there's no din kavod for a father who's a rasha according to the Torah, he's saying still you're not allowed to be mitzayer him. Okay, now they're inside. And the question is the same question. Why not? I mean, if there's no din kavod, so where does the isser to be mitzarim come on there? What kind of isser is that? But that's what the Shach is like. It's explaining that halacha, you can't curse and hit him based upon this. Is that, yeah, there's no kavod, but you're not the mitzarim. And presumably the Tosfos, who well is going to hold, and no, not only that, but you're really allowed to, seems like you're allowed to curse and hit him, you're allowed to be mitzarim. There's no din kavod. Absolutely. So, right? So what's the idea, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so something along those lines, but that you have let's say, according to the Torah, the way we were setting it up. So you have halacha, you're really honoring Mr. Johnson, okay? The Torah is mechayev to honor Mr. Johnson because he reflects Shemayim, okay? Because he's your father, he reflects Shemayim. But now you're saying is, Bo, hold on a second, Mr. Johnson, that Rasha, can't. Right, now how does that work? Like what? So what? But I have a chiyuv. So he's a Rasha, so I can't. But I have a chiyuv. You know, like how does, someone asked that. Yeah, but Bob, one is, you're flexion I am. So you're saying he's a Rasha also? So like what happens now? What happens now when you have that clash? Okay? Definitely the Torah is saying, you're not mechavin him. But why not? How does that work out? So do you say that simply that because you reflect Shemayim, but whoa, he's a Rasha, then it's like it undermines the whole reflection of Shemayim. It basically he's nothing. He reflects Rishos and that's it. It's nothing. Basically that wipes away the whole, it's basically like he's not your father. You know what I mean? It's because the whole thing is, you're saying he's Chiyuv Kavod because he reflects Shemayim, but he's a Rasha. So therefore that overpowers anything. He's basically, he becomes defined as Rasha, period, there's no reflection of Shemayim, there's no reflection, there's anything, he reflects Rishos, period, and that's it. Okay? That's one way to say. See, if that's the case, then there's nothing. There's no I mean, Messiah, I mean, like, whatever you want then. Okay? Or do you say, no, look, he is your father, and he reflects Shemayim. And therefore, that's Mechayev Yom Kippur. But the only thing is, now he's also a Rasha. He's simultaneously a Rasha. And he's simply, you can't be Mechaved a Rasha. Okay? You can't start giving Rasha drinks. That would be a problem. That's like saying this guy is to be honored, okay? But there's no halacha you can't not be Messiah or Rasha. I mean, there's the kavod. Really, he's your father and he reflects Shemayim. So therefore, this really is a chi of kavod. The only thing is like the shame Rasha is an oser to do actions of kavod. Then, I mean, it's an oser for you to do actions of kavod to a Rasha. But there's no halacha that you can. that you're mechuyev to be metzayer him. You know, mechuyev to go and be metzayer every Rosh in the world. So say that the element of kibur avaim, which is a preventative, which prevents you from doing things, and that's going to still remain. So you can't be metzayer him. It's just saying that you can't. You're not mechuyev to be mechaber him because you can't be mechaber. Mishem Rosh is ma'akev, any positive expression of kavod for him. But the fact that I believe, I realize he still is my father, and therefore I'm not going to be Messiah because of that. So what are you going to say? I'm violating the Mechaber Rasha? Well, how am I Mechaber? Because I'm not being Messiah? That's not a violation of his Shem Rasha. As well as your Shem Rasha is if you do something positive to him. I mean, so therefore, the Torah, that's the Torah. So again, so Tosos holds that basically, simply the fact that he's a Rasha means he doesn't reflect Shemayim and it obliterates the whole Din of Kibbutz Avayim. So then I can do anything I want then. But the Torah learns, no, it's not that it obliterates. It really reflects Shemayim. So really, there is a Chiyuv Kibbutz Avayim. But since simultaneously it's Din Rasha, and Din Rasha is an Oser on Maisei Kibbutz. But it's also Tzara, and I can't be the Shliach Bezdin to carry these things out, because now I'm doing an action of actually Mechavidim. Of actually, right, though, I'm sorry. Because now I'm Mitzrayim, but that violates my Kibbutz Avayim. So we can say, by me not Mitzrayim, that's a violation. I'm not allowed to not Mitzrayim Rasha. Am I violating something by not being Mitzrayim Rasha? No, so that's fine. And I think that was, it's good. It's good because at the time, I don't think we defined precisely. I think it left the question a little bit. Like we said, it's covered as Mr. Johnson, but he's a Rasha. So you can't be Mitzrayim Rasha. But like we didn't, okay, so you can't, but you have to. Like, we didn't spell out, so now what happens? You know what I mean? Like, what exactly happens now when you have to, but you can't? Is it just, you chayev to, but there's like an external ma'akev? Or do you say, no, since he's a Rasha, that actually undermines the whole din kavod, you know? And at the time, I think we just left it vague, but it's naturally, there are two ways to go in that. And I'm saying that's the split between Tosos and, you know, and the Torah. Tosos didn't explicitly say there's no chayev kavod, by the way. He just says that you're allowed to hit him. So I was deducing that he holds like the Torah. But I didn't see that explicitly. But it makes sense. Okay, so that pretty much, I think, covers the sugyas on Kibbutz Avayim. I think we're ready to move towards the next stage of these gemaras, which is the din of Mimneiseva Takam.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the chiv of kavod for Talmid Chacham, of kavod for a zaken, for an old guy, for your Rebbe. Okay, I mean, it's a whole new, you know, somewhat related a little bit, but it's a different parasha. Okay, so I guess see you next time. We'll probably do Megillah next week, yeah. We'll probably do Megillah next week. I'd like to do Megillah next week. I think what I'm going to do is Dalet Amud Aleph and Megillah, about women, whether women are chayev to read the Megillah, because I've been able to sell next. You'll see some gemaras there.